I'm here with Alex from Out of Bounds Games, is that right?
Hello,
that right?
Yep, that's correct.
And you're showing off Laser Disco Defenders.
Indeed.
And you have a fantastic contraption on your
Thank you. It's like, for some reason, no one takes me seriously when I'm wearing this, but hey, that's okay.
Well, we could talk serious for a second. Do you want to give us a 90-second pitch or an elevator pitch for your game?
Sure. So Laser Disco Defenders is inspired by science fiction and disco music of the 70s. So they had this like really cheesy take on science fiction back then. And like I came up with this mechanic of lasers bouncing around indefinitely. So you're basically creating like a bullet hell as you're playing it. And I realized like having like disco music with like the color, like the colorful like dance floors and the focus on like really bright and different clothing would be a quite cool theme for a game. So that's what I ended up with. So you play as the disco defenders who are trying to take back the Mirror Moon from the evil Lord Monotone, who lost the intergalactic vision song contest.
Okay, yeah.
And was a sore loser. So he's basically using this like giant disco ball to like blast his really like horrendous techno throughout the whole universe, and I mean that's an atrocity. So you've got to stop it.
So they want to bring back the disco, do they?
Exactly.
These four,
yeah. Like
individuals.
They basically want to have like people should be able to like listen to the music they want, right?
Is there a difference between the various characters?
Yes, so they vary in like how much health they start with and how much speed they have. So there's like four different ones, as you can see here. One of them is Mr. Baker. He's the yellow, like the pink one with the big afro.
Yep.
He has a lot of health, but he's quite slow. And then on the other end, you have Liz, who only starts with one heart, but she is by far the fastest.
Okay.
And you can basically pick like different outfits.
Yep.
And that's they both make right your now. Character look different, and they look different for each character as well.
Yep.
So you get like you can basically choose your own style, and they also change how you can play the game.
All right. Okay. So I mean, how do these outfits? Go on, explain that. How do the outfits?
So for example, the shoes you're wearing the determines how you move.
Yeah.
So you can get like normal like shoes that just is like a jetpack kind of thing. Then you can also find some moon boots that is like more like anti-gravity, like you stand more still when you use them.
This guy's more floaty. The one before was more like a jetpack up and down, but yeah, you can see this is more floaty.
Yeah, and there's also the outfit determines what you shoot. So like right now he's wearing the chrome suit, which like is a lot of like small and fast lasers. And finally there's like the accessory category that gives you different like unique abilities, like the first one you get is like a medallion that gives you an extra heart to start with. You can also pick up a visor that helps you like aim better. There's also power-ups in the games that for example, like here he's using a beam blade.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice because when you're using that you don't like fire lasers, so you don't create as much of an obstacle for yourself as you're playing.
Oh, so the lasers, as they bounce off the walls, can they come back and hurt you?
Yes, and they never disappear.
So you got to watch out for your own lasers as well. Oh, dear.
So there's another power-up that actually removes them. Like, so if you have like made a mess for yourself, like you actually use it right there.
Yep. Oh, that would remove the lasers that are around you. How many levels are in the game, roughly?
It's like procedurally generated.
So
it
keeps going forever.
Practically infinite.
Oh, that's amazing. So what are you working through, like just different levels? Is it more roguelike or?
Yeah, so it's like there's a story mode where you're trying to like basically you start at the edge of this solar system,
mm-hmm.
and then you're working your way towards the like Lord Monotone's flagship, so you can battle him and take back the Mirror Moon.
I'll ask you when it's out, but it's already out, isn't it?
It's already out, yeah. It's out on PlayStation 4, Vita, and Steam.
Okay. Where can people find out more about the game, other than obviously visiting those
stores?
I mean,
they can follow me on Twitter at Alexander Burke, or
Alexander Burke,
on my website, outofboundsgames.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alex.
You're welcome.